The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Came back, had a great trip to Scottsdale, saw the granddaughter who will turn 5 years old next week. And as I was telling Damien before the program started, oh man, it was a wild time. But you know what? It was actually incredibly wonderful. There's something magical about a four-year-old, particularly a precocious four-year-old who is, I know this is granddad talking, so, or as they call me, Pooh, Grandpoo. But I know she's precocious, and I know she's smart, and I know she's a lot cuter than any of your grandchildren, which is sad, but it's just a fact of life. But watching her with the magic of the gifts and the family being together and everybody eating together, and then when everything kind of slowed down and, you know, you have that kind of after Christmas and everything begins to slow down. And, you know, so her stepsister leaves and house gets kind of quiet. And then it's just me and her. And it's like, what do you want to go do? Because I'll take you to do anything. So we went to some parks and we went to the zoo and we did all. I mean, it was just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You know, the worst part of the entire trip? Flying. Flying is absolutely amazingly horrible in this country. And every time I go through TSA, I say to myself, or I'll say to my wife if she hasn't gotten already pissed off, which she tends to do when we travel, she tends to get pissed off at me because I am a marked subject. They've got my name and number when I go through TSA. But it is such a joke. Such a joke. And for a guy who used to fly, you know, 100 to 200,000 miles a year, and then suddenly that drops off, obviously, when I start doing radio, even though I still travel quite a bit for speaking engagements and stuff, I always apologize to whomever I'm traveling with. I apologize for the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. It was indeed the biggest mistake. I mean, there are a lot of mistakes in every presidential administration. Every president makes mistakes. But in my opinion, the post 9/11 attitude that we must be seen doing something of Congress resulted in the Department of Homeland Security. And when I look at the fiasco that the Customs and Border Patrol has turned into, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that the citizenship group, the group that handles all of the citizenship applications, the Secret Service has turned into a joke. It's getting better, but it really went downhill during the Obama administration. Everything that got thrown into FEMA and you know, there were 22 separate departments and agencies that got thrown into this melting pot called DHS. And in the course of creating the department, stupid mistakes were made. There was the secretary, the deputy secretary, and then four of us who were the undersecretary. So the six of us managed the department, which at the time had 180,000 employees, $30 billion or so was the budget. I'm sure it's quadrupled by now. Number of employees is well over 200,000 now. And during the course of creating that stupid department post 9/11, which just as a little history, the Bush administration was opposed to the Department of Homeland Security. We thought it was a mistake, something that was unnecessary, didn't need to be done, and we knew that in the long run it would metastasize like a cancer, and it would grow and grow and grow, and it would become so large that it would be virtually unmanageable. And that is precisely what happened. So you might ask, well, then how did we end up with the Department of Homeland Security? How did this happen? Why did it happen? Well, I remember one day, by the way, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. We'll get to the rules of engagement in just a moment. But I'm off on this tirade, and I'm going to talk about the airlines, too. There was a moment when I got a call from Andy Card, White House Chief of Staff. Hey, can you come over? We want to sit down and talk to you for a moment. So Andy Card and Joe Hagan and myself and maybe Josh Bolton was there, another deputy chief of staff. And we're sitting in Joe Hagan's office. And they say, hey, there's this thing that Congress wants to do. And it wasn't called the Department of Homeland Security yet. But they outlined what Congress was wanting to do. And they wanted to know what I thought about it because it was obviously going to affect FEMA and everything that I had jurisdiction over in terms of all the secret ops programs and all the black ops programs and everything else. And we sat in this meeting and I listened, and they got through the presentation of the PowerPoint that had been presented by Congress, by the committee staff. And I said, no, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. We're just rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic, and we're not accomplishing anything except creating this gigantic department that's going to grow and metastasize and be unmanageable. And there's no way that even though Congress mandates that it be budget neutral, you can't start moving. You know, think about this. I mean, I think the analogy is absolutely perfect. The Titanic, which is what DHS turned out to be, and you're going to rearrange the deck chairs. Well, how do you rearrange the deck chairs? Well, you have stewards or you have employees come out, and now they have to spend time rearranging deck chairs instead of doing their actual job. And that's what happened. Employees that should have been focused on border security, employees that should have been focused on, Secret Service operations other than like presidential details, stuff about counterfeiting and everything else. The Coast Guard doing what it should be doing. FEMA doing what it should be doing. All these different departments and agencies doing what they should be doing, and now you want to take people out of those departments and throw them into this giant new department and say it's going to be budget neutral? It's impossible. That is an economic and governmental impossibility based upon the way that we know historically that Congress and the federal government works. So, no, I'm opposed to this. And I said, so then I ask, why did you ask me about this? And they said, because we're trying to build up an argument to make to Congress that we shouldn't be doing this. And I said, well, I'm more than willing to testify, meet with any members, meet with any senators, congressmen, whatever, staffers, whomever. You tell me what to do. I'll go to the Hill, and I'll meet with everybody, and I'll explain to them why this is the dumbest idea ever. I'll be diplomatic about it. I'll be logical and reasonable and calm and unemotional about it and explain to them why this is a bad idea. It's not going to do anything to make the country safer from the acts of 9/11. And then I was told about a week later that Congress was going to do it anyway. And so while Congress is going to do it anyway, that's when President Bush decided, well, if they're going to do it anyway, then let's get control of it. Let's get control of it so that we can make it the way we want it and not make it the way that Congress wants it. Now, that in of itself is fascinating because you talk about an imperial presidency. Now you have the president saying, oh, Congress wants to do this over here, but we're going to do it ourselves, and then we're going to show Congress, here's what we're doing, now take it or leave it. And, of course, Congress took it because, once again, what did Congress care about? Nothing other than post-9/11, after, you know, almost 3,000 people are killed by terrorists on American soil, Congress wanted to be able to go back to their constituents and say, oh, we're doing something. And one of the things that they did was create the Transportation Security Administration, which does nothing more to keep you safe than what the private security companies were doing prior to 9/11. The only thing, and it's not, this is not even TSA related, the thing that we did that made traveling safer and a 9/11 less likely to happen is we secured the cockpit doors. And that was a decision by the airlines. That was the private sector saying, wait a minute, now how can we save a multi-million dollar airplane from being flown into a tower? Oh, well, that's called a hijacking. Let's lock the, let's completely redesign the cockpit door, the cockpit entrance. Let's completely redesign it so that it's bulletproof and you can't break into it. And let's do that. And boom, that was the safest thing we could have done. Instead, we have TSA. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Rules of Engagement coming up next. Don't go away.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away. Wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441. 800-441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, so we came with Michael Brown the week after Christmas. New Year's coming up. And I'm really glad to be back. So rules of engagement for the program real quick. Then I want to make one more comment about TSA. It's such a joke. Anyway, rules of engagement for the program are pretty easy. If you want to send me a text message, this is the number you use on your phone or however you send text messages. 33103. And then you start the message in the message box with either the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything or you ask me anything, TMA or AMA. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, download the podcast, social media, you want to find a local affiliate, you want to read a bio, you want to find the website, you want to do anything, there's one place to go. It's one-stop shopping at michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And then I would ask a favor of you with regard to the podcast. On your whatever podcast app that you use, let's just say you're on Apple Podcasts, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Plug that into the search bar, hit search, you'll see it come up, and then you subscribe to it, and that gives you all 5 days of the weekday program and then the weekend program. So you get 6 days of me. Hallelujah, yeah? Isn't that fantastic? 6 days of me. So I would ask you to do that because, well, you know, podcasts are great. Let's go back to TSA for a second. The insanity of TSA at, well, first of all, I think Denver International Airport, in terms of security, is the absolute worst in the country. Phoenix Sky Harbor is a close second, but it's pretty much the same everywhere in terms of the stupidity of what we do. So TSA has created the Trusted Traveler program. I'm a member of two of them. I have Global Services, which is used primarily for international travel. It expedites you getting through customs. And I have TSA PreCheck, which gets you through quicker on domestic flights. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to go through the body scanner, which I always lie about anyway, because I refuse to go through the body scanner. Let me tell you a trick. If you want to avoid the body scanner, just tell the TSA agent, by the way, they are not officers. They have no law enforcement authority whatsoever. Let me repeat that. TSA has zero law enforcement authority. All law enforcement authority at your local airport belongs to the local police department. So when they refer to themselves as transportation security officers and they have the little badges that they have sewn onto their uniforms, that's all meant and designed to make you think that, oh, this is authority that you have to respect. Well, you have to respect them only because if you don't respect them, then you're going to get a proctology examination. I'm not quite ready for a proctology examination, although I seem to get them every time I go through TSA. So I go through at Sky Harbor in Phoenix on the way back on Thursday, and there's a couple with two children, one that's old enough to walk, one that's a stroller. So it's two kids, a stroller, and two parents. They get random. So they go through the magnetometer, and it beeps. But instead of saying, oh, you need to empty your pockets, or you need to go back, or whatever else, the TSA agent said, oh, that was a random beep, so now we have to do a random check. So now they're going through the baby's diaper bag, looking at the formula, which she's entitled to take, looking at the little, you know, less than 3 ounces of, you know, applesauce or whatever. And they are literally, now this is, Michael, they could be terrorists. They're not. And even if they were, do you think that, let's just say they're going to take the three things, you know, those little squirt bottles of applesauce that kids eat now. Let's say that's filled with three different types of liquid that you have to mix together to make a bomb. Do you think that anybody on board is going to allow that to happen? No, they're not. Richard Reed tries to light his, was he the shoe bomber or the underwear bomber? Whichever one he was. Someone tries to light their underwear on a flight? Well, I would say that most of us would jump up and try to stop it. However, there would be a lot of people that would just get their phones out and say, oh, look, they're going to blow us up. Let me get a video. This is how dumb America has become. So they're doing all this double screening of this family, of this stereotypical American family. Because, you know, that applesauce just might be dangerous. As I'm watching the entire process, the one thing that I would have done is I would have inspected the stroller. Because you could easily hide something in the stroller. Because when the stroller finally gets to the gate and gets onto the jetway, the stroller doesn't go on board. The stroller goes below. It goes into the belly of the plane. So if you want to put a bomb, explosives in the stroller with an altitude trigger of some sort on it, that's the one thing I would have checked, and that was the one thing they didn't check. So then I go through. I've put everything into my backpack. I have nothing in my pockets. Got my shoes on, nothing. I go through, boop, beep. Oh, sir, that's a random beep. So we'll need to, now my wife's already picked up my backpack and walked off with my backpack. He says, we'll have to inspect your phone. I said, I don't have a phone. It's gone. Well, where is your phone? As if there's some rule that everyone's required to carry a phone. No, I don't have a phone with me. Now, I wasn't about to tell him where it was, but I don't have a phone. Oh, then we'll have to swab your fingers. Really? So you're going to someone who has been background checked, who has all of the trusted traveler, you're still going to swab my fingers for explosives? You see, we've just come to accept this nonsense. Just like we come to accept the border, government spending, everything. Somewhere there's a tipping point. I don't know where it is, but there is a tipping point. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. Coming up next, well, stay tuned. It's a surprise.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. I hope everybody had a really good Christmas. And by that, I mean, I really don't care if you got what you wanted or you didn't get what you wanted. What I really care about is, did you have, however you celebrate the holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever. I just hope it gave you some time to, and I'm not trying to even be religious about this. I just hope it gave you some time to stop and reflect, slow down for just a moment, and just think about everything not going on in the world. There's plenty of time to think about what's going on in the world. But instead, to think about what's going on in your life. Because I think too many people get so wrapped up in everything else going on that they don't stop and think for a moment about what's going on with them. Are they happy? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Are you getting what you desire or what you want? And again, I don't mean like necessarily material things. I just mean life in general. You know, because every single day is a gift. And you don't know when that gift's going to end and you're going to end up on the other side. Which I've always found that in and of itself fascinating too, because if indeed you are religious, and if you do believe in God and you do believe in an afterlife, then it's not something to fear. It gives you when you realize that, like on Christmas Day, we FaceTime my mom, who will turn 93 years old this next April. And as we spoke to her, and of course she's getting a little hard of hearing about things, and you know, although let me tell you, 93 years old, she's able to operate FaceTime on her iPhone. I hope I can do that when I'm 93 years old. I have a hard time sometimes with Zoom or Teams or whatever other crap they use for online meetings. Is my camera on? She does really good at it. Now, sometimes she doesn't hold it. Sometimes we might be looking up her nose, but nonetheless, she gets the concept. And she's able to communicate. But I think about everything that because she's a Depression-era baby. She's seen everything. She's seen and gone through hunger. She left home and went to live with another family for a while because my grandparents at a particular time couldn't support all of the 8 kids that they had. 8 kids. And they're not Mormons either. not even Mormons. You think about the perspective that you have. And I think that's what one of the things about Christmas. And again, you know, humans create New Year, a completely arbitrary thing on the Gregorian calendar. We just mark it as a new year. But it's more about a time of stopping and reflecting and thinking about what have I done for the past year and where am I in this stage of life, regardless of what your age is, and what am I going to be doing in this next phase of my life. Which, you know, we calculated in one trip around the sun from year to year, from birthday to birthday, or from New Year's to New Year's. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then you think about everything going on in the world, some of which is out of our control, some of which we can't do a damn thing about. And for someone like me, who at one point was, you know, pinnacle of power in terms of government muckety-mucks, can no longer influence that much. But what I can influence, which is why I love radio, one of the things that I can influence is giving you information or perspective to make you stop and think about things, maybe sometimes to motivate you to get involved or to take action or to do something. For example, I tell you, I always read the text messages. But I made a point of not looking at text messages at all until this morning. And some of you can prove that because you got a reply to some of the text messages. You may recall that during the show before Christmas, I had encouraged everyone to find some moment, whether it's a waiter or it's a person at a checkout counter or it's just somebody you run into randomly, a neighbor, a friend, whatever it is, to do something quietly, do something without looking for affirmation, doing something without looking for a thank you or anything else, but to put a smile on somebody's face. And you know what? A lot of you did that because you sent me text messages about you took it to heart and you tried it. And you know what? It gave you, even if it was for a brief moment, it gave you a touch of humanity. It gave you a touch of everything's going to feces everywhere we looked. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. And for that one brief moment, you recaptured your humanity. You recaptured the fact that all of us are in this big, gigantic boat together. Now, some of you, I'd rather not be in the boat. Some of you, I wish we were in another boat, or I wish I was in a different boat. But in terms of just this planet that we live on, we're all in the same boat. And there's a lot. There's so much. When I started seriously, which I guess would be Thursday evening, and I seriously started thinking about, as I would come back to do the program Saturday, this Saturday, and I started thinking about all of the things that, I really didn't watch much news. In my daughter's house, they don't have the news on at all. Because our granddaughter's always watching something or there's always something else on. So, Fox News isn't on 24/7. All I can do is read the newspapers and look online and kind of see what's going on and, go crazy on Twitter for a while. I'm sorry, X for a while. And then I thought about my mom again and what it must have been like during the Depression when you don't know where the next meal's coming from. Or am I going to be able to get a job? Or, what are the Nazis going to do? What are the Japanese going to do? Are we going to win this war, not win this war? And what's going to happen when we come out of it? They had an incredibly horrific time. And for them, they probably thought it was the worst time ever. The Dust Bowl. My mom went through all of that. And here she is, turning 93, and has lived a great life. That's the perspective I think we all need. Live as long as we can, live well as long as we can, and in the time that we have, whatever that is, do as much as we can. Stay active, build your stamina, build your immunity, build everything. Live a life well. That should be what you start thinking about. Not about stupid resolutions. Oh, I'm going to read 27 books. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's great. Or I'm going to stay off social media, every other day or whatever it might be. I don't care. But somehow do a reevaluation of where you are now and where you want to be and look at the long-term picture. And realize that everything that we see that is bad now, people like my mom and the generation behind us, America's greatest generation, think about what they went through. Think about what the generations before them went through. And then when you think that and you get that perspective, then you start thinking about, okay, now what do I do now so that whatever's coming down the path in front of us, we can either change that path or make the best of it. And that's really going to be true in 2024. Why? Because it's an election year. And elections have consequences. How do we know that? Look over your shoulder. Look over your shoulder at the past 3 years. And tell me that elections don't have consequences. Because the election of 2020 and the inauguration of Joe Biden on 2021 put this country on the road to the highway to hell, the highway to socialism, the highway to fascism, the highway to all of this. And 2024 could be an off-ramp. It could be a detour. It could at least be a speed bump. So it's going to be wild, and it's going to be crazy. Which leads to the first thing that I want to talk about seriously. How many can guess what it is? Let's go to Maine. And why do I want to go to Maine? because there's the little twerp in Maine that thinks that she is a little dictator. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. The little Maine dictator next.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be sure and go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Get on the podcast. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Do all of that. By the way, speaking of Instagram, at Michael D. Brown, you want to see a hilarious picture of me and my granddaughter? It's on my Instagram account right now. So we all knew the Democrats are using the tin pot dictatorship tactic of removing what appears to be their chief opponent from the ballot, that they were going to stop in Colorado. Now, interestingly, California has agreed, or I shouldn't say agreed, California has decided not to take any action to remove Trump from the ballot, unlike Colorado. Oh, wow. We're doing something that California didn't do. Shocking to me. The Secretary of State in Maine, a woman by the name of Shenna Bellows, is about as hyper-partisan as the Supreme Court is here in Colorado. She removed the Republican frontrunner from the primary ballot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which prohibits elected officials from holding office if they committed an act of insurrection. And I've tried to explain to everybody until the cows come home that everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, too many people are misinterpreting Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The president is not covered by Section 3. The Supreme Court has ruled in a case where John Roberts wrote the majority opinion that the president is not an officer under Section 3 of that clause. Well, I shouldn't say he wrote. He didn't write specifically for that was, but what he said was, in general, that these are the officers meant to be included in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And therefore, you would conclude, the president is not an officer. But that doesn't stop them. And we should have seen this coming. But I think the most important thing to note is that they want to claim that Trump committed insurrection by explicitly telling supporters who later rioted to protest peacefully. Trump was acquitted. Trump was acquitted of that charge by the U.S. Senate. Remember, Trump was impeached 3 times. The other thing about Maine that is different from Colorado is while in, and this still may occur in Maine, but in Colorado, the Secretary of State, individually on her own, without any authority, determined that Trump was not qualified for the ballot. That was immediately appealed to state court in Colorado, state district court. And that was appealed to the Colorado Supreme Court. And it was the Colorado Supreme Court that held that Trump was disqualified from appearing on the ballot, but they stayed their decision, meaning that he would remain on the ballot and that the lower court decision would remain in place unless or until the Supreme Court either upheld them or overruled them. So for everyone that keeps claiming that Colorado has removed Trump from the ballot, that is technically not true because the Colorado Supreme Court said we're going to stay that decision, meaning we're going to put off the effect of that decision until the U.S. Supreme Court either decides to hear the case and decides for or against us or refuses to hear the case, which means our ruling in Colorado would stand. Well, let's go to Maine for a moment. Because one of the things that we haven't talked about is this. The Constitution requires each of the states that are admitted to this union to provide a Republican form of government. Not Republican like Republican versus Democrat, but small R Republican, a representative form of government. However, this form of government is among the many American traditions that I think those on the left, comprising the Democrat Party, want to eradicate. They want single-party rule, because that's more conducive to imposing their agenda. And this little twerp in Maine is not representing, she was not elected to represent the people of Maine to make these kinds of decisions. Now, a few states that are run by radicals cannot prevent Trump from being the GOP nominee. Ham-fistedly taking him off the ballot in the primaries, that's just to trial balloon. What they're really trying to do is they're trying to test whether the population is still American enough, still Republican enough, and again, small R Republican, to be enraged. If not, then you know what? We can expect future ballots to feature Democrats only. No Republicans, no Green Party, no independents, no third parties, not the KKK, not the Marxists, not the Greeny Weenies, nobody except Democrats. Listen, I find this astonishing. This is the Maine Secretary of State. Listen to this, just listen to this. For the hypocrisy, as she quacks about the sacred will of the voter.
But that type of activity, so make no mistake, what we saw nationwide around the country in 2020 that created anxiety about whether the will of the voters would be heard, is those forces that would undermine our elections and the integrity of our elections and democracy are still very much at work nationwide.
Oh, the hypocrisy is just like a ton of makeup on her face. She's got hypocrisy all over her. Oh, this was from back in 2020, after January 6th, the insurrection. And there she is quacking about the will of the voters. You know, I have said that Trump is not my first choice. I'll vote for Trump if he's the nominee. But these kinds of actions are pushing me right into the arms of Donald Trump. This is what an actual threat to democracy looks at. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Political analysts are looking at the number of congressional retirements in the year ahead and predicting Republicans will gain even more seats.
So far, it appears about two dozen Democrats have indicated they won't seek re-election, while only 14 Republicans will not run for another term. Among them, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, who announced his departure last month because of congressional chaos. But the departures of some Democrats in competitive districts, like California's Katie Porter, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin, and Virginia's Abigail Spanberger, have Republicans hopeful those seats will flip red, although district changes in Louisiana and Alabama could help Democratic candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Maine's top election official could face impeachment in reaction to her decision to remove Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot.
GOP State Representative John Andrews calls the decision by Democratic Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, in his words, hyper-partisanship on full display. And he vows to pursue an impeachment despite a Democrat-controlled legislature. Bellows, for her part, noted she suspended her decision pending an anticipated appeal. Earlier this month, the Colorado Supreme Court removed Mr. Trump from its ballot.
That is George Williams reporting. An important military study now underway.
Documents show the risks toxic substances posed in the underground capsules and silos where Air Force nuclear missile crews have worked since the 1960s. Now many of those service members have cancer. The toxic substances were recorded in documents obtained by the Associated Press through Freedom of Information Act requests. And the documents tell a far different story from what the Air Force leadership told the nuclear missile community two decades ago.
And that report from correspondent John Scott. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-style soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley. Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
China has appointed a new defense minister after months of uncertainty following the firing of his predecessor for unexplained reasons.
...emerged last August when the then Chinese defense minister, Li Shangfu, disappeared from public view. In October, he was abruptly removed from his role without explanation and only replaced in post on Friday. Now, four generals from the Army's Strategic Missile Force have been ejected from the country's parliament. No reason has been given, though expulsion from the Congress strips members of their immunity from prosecution.
That is BBC's Celia Hatton reporting. The official Xinhua news agency announcing Friday former Navy Commander Don Jung will serve in the ceremonial role. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Smoking cigarettes while gambling in some casinos may be a thing of the past.
Atlantic City casinos faced with that situation now and are not sure just what to do. State lawmakers will renew a push to ban smoking in nine casinos next year, even as the industry proposes enclosed smoking areas. Now, whether the resort can continue to attract large numbers of in-person gamblers or whether they will migrate to internet gambling and sports betting is also a key question. Jason Walker reporting.
A judge in Idaho will not dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's abortion ban. Instead, the district judge ruled Friday to narrow the case to focus only on the circumstances where an abortion would be allowed and whether so-called abortion care in emergency situations applies to the case. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Casa, 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. First, if you want to send me a text message, which you can do anytime that you're listening to my voice. Actually, you can do it anytime. It doesn't make any difference. You see something on the news, you got questions, you got whatever, you can tell me anything or ask me anything. And this is the number, 33103. 33103. That's the number you plug in. And then in the message box, you type the word Mike or Michael. And then you tell me anything or ask me anything. And I read every single, I can't reply to all of them, but I read every single text message. And let me explain why I emphasize text messages so much. One, it's a way for you and I to interact without the clumsiness and the cumbersome, what most traditional, and this is not a traditional program by any means, but what most traditional programs do, which are phone calls. You know, phone calls I think of the bane of talk shows, because the number of people that actually call into a talk show is less than 1%. And unless you're Rush Limbaugh and you have thousands and thousands of callers to choose from, not always great radio. So I use text messages, and of course social media too. You can always tweet at me. You can send me an email, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. And oftentimes, as many of you know, been listening to me for years, I use text messages and emails and everything else. I'll read them on air and use them as jumping off points for issues or different points of view, whatever. So text messages are incredibly important for interacting with the program. That's why I always say, tell me anything or ask me anything. Because who knows? We laugh about it on the weekday program of text messages or how to get me to chase a squirrel. Because I've got... I'm horribly afflicted with ADHD. So you want to get me chasing off something? Send me a wild-ass text message that gets me chasing something. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. For everything else, you want to follow me on Twitter, which you should be doing, Instagram or Facebook, all those social media icons, the podcast, an interactive map of local affiliates, how to listen to the program. You can find all of that at one simple website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Go check it out right now. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. I want to, before we get started, I want to take the main story. But I want to take the main story in a different direction. But before I do, I want to remind you, because I want everybody in the national audience to have the same chance that the local audience is going to have. And that is, this spring, we're going to do a gastronomical tour of Italy. It's a 12-day tour of the Amalfi Coast. So we're going to go up and down the Amalfi Coast. It's on the Mediterranean side of Italy. Tamara and I have been there a couple of times. It's the most gorgeous place, one of the most gorgeous places on the face of the earth. Great hotels, but most importantly to me, great food. Great food. The cost of the trip, including your airfare, is only $52.67. Now, if you want to learn more about the tour, you go to this website, MichaelBrownTour.com. MichaelBrownTour.com. Let's go back to Maine, because Maine has more of a story to it, just like Colorado did. But we're getting more and more information about what's really behind these moves. As I said, and I want to make again, I want to make this clear. Trump is not my first choice. I don't know who my first choice is. I look out across the wilderness, if you will, of GOP contenders for the presidency this coming year, and I'm like, well, crapola, maybe I should have thrown my hat in the ring, because, well, not to brag, but I could probably out-debate Chris Christie. I know I could out-debate Nikki Haley. Ron DeSantis, I might be a little more likable than Ron DeSantis. Ron's proven to be an incredibly effective governor and a very ineffective campaigner. So I don't know how things, I have no clue how things are going to turn out. So I have the luxury of, by not telling you, well, actually telling you the truth, I haven't made a decision. But by having not made a decision, that gives me free rein to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about all of them. And so that's why I mentioned that Trump is not my first choice. Nobody's my first choice right now. In fact, I'm beginning to, because here's what I care about. Let me be just brutally, the only thing I care about in 2024 is winning. Winning the presidency, winning the House, and winning the Senate. And then winning as many gubernatorial races as we can, and getting as many state legislatures back into Republican hands as we can. And I don't even like Republicans. The Republicans more appropriately and more suitably reflect my values than those nut jobs on the other side. The Democrat Party has gone so far left. I'm reading a book right now by Naomi Wolf. Dr. Wolf she's actually been kind of a bane of my existence for a while. She is, back during Hurricane Katrina, she was an outlandish, outspoken critic of everything that I did. I could do nothing right in her eyes. Naomi Wolf has written a book about, because she has been her entire life a true old-school liberal. Old-school liberals, I never had a problem with. Because old-school liberals just had an idea of government could fix this or government could fix that, but they were never as crazy to go full-bore Marxist. They never went full-bore communist. They never went full-bore socialist. You can't claim that John F. Kennedy was a socialist or a Marxist. He was just a liberal Democrat. Naomi Wolf was one of those classic, I don't want to say classic liberals. She was a classic liberal Democrat, which I want to differentiate from classic liberalism. She was a classic liberal Democrat. COVID, 2020, all of these things that Democrats have been, January 6th, all these things that Democrats have been pushing, and the squad and all of the Marxist policies that they push has left Naomi Wolf without a home. And she's written a book about it. And it's a come to Jesus moment for her. She has, now I'm only into the first few chapters of the book, but it's amazing how she was ostracized for believing and saying the same things that I was saying about the pandemic, COVID, and our response to it. And she was ostracized. And when she got ostracized and she and her husband left New York City, moved into somewhere upstate New York, she began to study and read and understand that, oh, the Democrat Party no longer represents me. Well, I think that's happening to more Democrats than you think. That's why we see these poll numbers for Joe Biden in the toilet. That's why we see independents moving away from Joe Biden. That's why we see black voters moving away from Democrats. That's why we see what could be a seismic shift, again, depending on how we campaign and what we tell voters we stand for and what we'll do if elected in 2024. We've got to have the right voices explaining in simple terms how our policies are good for individuals' pocketbooks. They're good for their child's education. They're good for everything. All about individual freedom and individual liberty. And explaining how that's good for us. And that this warm, cozy blanket of government covering and controlling everything is not good for us. That leads me to this decision in Maine. Noah Bookbinder, who is the president of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, the acronym is CRU, said this. Tonight's decision, Maine's decision, tonight's decision relied heavily on precedents that CRU's clients set first in New Mexico in 2022, then again in Colorado last week. These decisions make it clear that nobody, including the former president, is above the law. But the overwhelming evidence suggests something else. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. That overwhelming evidence, coming up next.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car, enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about, I'm going to talk about Maine, but in a different perspective. Crew, this is an outfit that you need to know about. Listen to the name, because it sounds so good, doesn't it? Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Acronym CREW. The evidence overwhelmingly suggests that the storming of the United States Capitol on January 6th was a security failure, not a coup attempt. You know, one of the things that I did see while I was on vacation was some of the footage. Some of the footage from the dome of the U.S. Capitol. Some of the footage of, and I forget the name of the doors, but on the west side of the Capitol are these giant multi-ton doors that you can't just push them open. They're these giant metal, heavy steel, secure doors that have to be opened mechanically. They were opened. I don't mean opened like they showed up and they were open. I mean these people showed up and the doors opened for them. We know that there was intel that showed that there was a possibility of large crowds, including people that were there for nefarious reasons. And even though Trump offered the National Guard, both Schumer and Pelosi, then Senate Majority Leader and then Speaker of the House in charge of the Capitol Police, refused National Guard help. January 6th was a security failure. It was not an insurrection. And we also know the evidence now overwhelmingly shows that undercover law enforcement informants or officers may have been allowed or even encouraged it to happen. January 6th prosecutors have completely failed to provide a clear causal link between the rioters and Donald Trump or any of his associates. And the mere fact that the Department of Justice declined to indict Trump for inciting an insurrection? Stop and think about this for a moment. Jack Smith, who is prosecuting Donald Trump for just about everything around January 6th, and all the documents and everything else, did not charge him with inciting an insurrection. Now, if a special prosecutor who has enormous powers makes a prosecutorial decision not to charge Donald Trump with inciting an insurrection, How can any of these secretaries of state claim that Donald Trump is indeed guilty of an insurrection when he hasn't even been charged with an insurrection, let alone had a trial where he was able to cross-examine witnesses, present evidence, or where the government had to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, because it's a crime, where the government has failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he engaged in an insurrection. And in fact, I would say that the Department of Justice's failure to indict Trump for inciting an insurrection is actually a tacit recognition that Trump's words leading up to the riot were protected by the First Amendment. And let me take it even further. Not just protected by the First Amendment, but let me put it in lawyer words, legal speech. Even some Democrats, even some members of the cabal, agreed that the Maine decision has no merit. The senior legal analysis, or senior legal analyst for CNN, said, quote, regarding the Secretary of State Bellows removing Trump from the ballot, said this. She based her ruling on a lot of documents, but also YouTube clips, news reports, things that would never pass the bar in a normal courtroom. She's not a lawyer, by the way. So in trying to keep Trump off the ballot, Democrats, but more importantly, you know how often... Let me insert a footnote to my own notes here. You know how often I talk about NGOs, non-government organizations, and how they're actually enablers of the surge of illegal aliens across the southern border? Well, non-government organizations, masking as progressive advocacy groups, are doing the same thing with these moves to keep Trump off the ballot. And when they do it, they're saying, with no understanding of the cognitive dissonance whatsoever, they actually say they're doing it to protect democracy. Oh, so, you know, I guess we have to destroy democracy to protect democracy. We got to burn the house down to protect it from a fire. Now, Trump, which again bugs me, but Trump said after being asked, you know, if he gets elected in 2024, if he'd be a dictator, he said, oh, no. I think this was in the Sean Hannity interview. He said, oh, no. Other than day one, we're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator. Well, trying to be funny, I don't know. But that fed right into what the Democrats wanted. Now, I know he's trolling them. Don't get me wrong. I understand what he's doing. But for those of us who are really concerned about, you know, winning in 2024, let me do the trolling. You're running for president. I'm not. But let's go back and think about Trump's 4 years. Let's think about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Guess what survived 4 years of Donald Trump? That's next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
So many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away. Wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. What survived? I mean, Trump's a dictator, right? Trump's just going to, you know, Trump tried to stop the election in 2020. He tried to overturn the election in 2020. He did everything that any dictator would do in any sort of, you know, crap hole country anywhere around the world. So if he did all of that, how is it that our system of checks and balances survived one term of Trump and we actually had a peaceful transfer of power and everything went as planned? You know, let me correct myself. There was one thing that did not go as planned, and it almost ended the entire republic. Donald Trump did not attend the inauguration of Joe Biden. Instead, He got in the beast. He took off from Andrews Air Force Base and went back to Mar-a-Lago. He didn't attend the swearing in. The inhumanity. So we survived. The real threat to democracy comes from those trying to deny you and me that right to vote for the candidates of our choosing. CRU, the Citizens for Responsible Ethics in Washington, has a nakedly partisan agenda. Guess where they get their funding? Yep. George Soros, Open Society Foundation. You know, I even hate saying that. Because George Soros has become the boogeyman for everything. But the fact of the matter is, he is the boogeyman for everything. Here's this multi-billionaire, through his Open Society Foundation, actually funding outfits like CRU, who then go file lawsuits to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. So who's trying to destroy democracy? Is it Donald Trump? No, it's George Soros and his funding of outfits, NGOs, like CRU. Just like other people, maybe even you. Oh, did I just accuse you? Maybe before you give any sort of money to a charity, before you give any sort of money to any sort of non-government organizations, maybe you ought to go check their Form 999s and see whether or not where they're spending money on. Are they helping the so-called migrants, the illegal aliens coming up from the southern border? Are they helping fund them? Are they providing services, transportation, clothing, cell phones, IDs, whatever they might need? You see, we are being, this democracy, this small R Republican form of government, we're not a democracy. This small R Republican form of government is actually being destroyed by these outside forces that are pouring money into all these NGOs who then go out there and do all the bidding, and at the same time they get money from donors, they get money from taxpayers. So it's like we're playing Russian roulette with our own tax dollars. Except there's actually a round in every chamber. So every time we pull the trigger, we're just shooting ourselves. We're just committing national suicide. David Brock, who is the founder of Media Matters and Democrat-aligned super PACs, has served as the chairman of CRU's board of directors. Soros was one of the largest donors to Biden in 2020 and the largest donor to Democrats in the 2022 midterm elections. So all these little, you know, Soros just sits overseas, sits in New York. He's got all those little organizations, all those tentacles and everything. And then anti-Trump organizations like CRU then claim that they're independent and they don't act on behalf of the Biden administration. They don't act on behalf of government bureaucrats. But wait a minute. Is that really true? Because Cruz president, that guy I quoted at the beginning of this segment, Bookbinder, do you know that he's currently an active member of the Department of Homeland Security's Advisory Council? So how can you claim that you're not part of the Biden administration? And look, don't take me, do not misunderstand me. The Homeland Security Advisory Council is a BFD. Everybody and their dog would love to be on that. You don't think I wouldn't like to be on that? You think they'd ever have me on there as their on their advisory council? No, you don't want to bring me into that. So who do you bring into that? Oh, you bring in people like Bookbinder, or you bring in people like David Brock, who are going to support and encourage you to do everything that you're doing, and also get insider knowledge of what you are planning to do, so they can figure out how their NGOs can help go help you do it. Now, there's also an additional overlap between the Open Society Foundation and anti-democratic state operatives. Rosa Brooks, a former Department of Defense official, was special counsel to Open Society Foundation before she began to organize the Transition Integrity Project, which plotted ways to undermine the 2020 election results in the event of a Trump victory. Oh, so the Democrats, if Trump had won, were already putting together organizations and strategies to overturn and undermine the 2020 election results, but nobody wants to talk about that. Instead, we want to have Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and all these other doofuses out there trying to convince us that somehow January 6th was an insurrection, when these private groups actually appear to be operating independently, but they're really part of a coordinated effort backed by George Soros, backed by the intelligence community, and backed by a network of long-term government bureaucrats that, you know, Trump likes and many people like to refer to as the deep state. Let me tell you something. The deep state actually exists. It actually exists. One time I was having a problem getting something done on Capitol Hill. And I casually mentioned it to one of my permanent civil service employees who was like a program officer. And I made a casual comment that I'm really having trouble getting this done on the Hill. And this person wanted to know, hey, can we have coffee? Sure. You know, what do you want to talk about? I want to talk about the problem you're having on the Hill. So we go downstairs. There was a McDonald's downstairs in the building. So we went downstairs. He had a cup of coffee. I had a Diet Coke. He said, explain to me the problem you're having on the Hill. So I explained to him this problem I was having with a particular congressman trying to get me to spend money down in Florida on a particular university for a particular issue, and I didn't want to do it. I thought it was illegal. I thought it was wrong, but I couldn't get the congressman to change. And he said, well, let me take care of it. I said, I looked at him with kind of this, huh? What do you mean, let you take care of it? You're like a GS-15. What do you mean you're going to take care of it? Well, it turns out there's a little mafia. There's a little mafia within the deep state, and lo and behold, I got it done. Well, let me rephrase that. I didn't get it done. He got it done. So through this coordination between Soros-funded NGOs, through the intelligence community, through this network of long-serving government bureaucrats who have spent their entire career either serving as staffers or general counsels to committees or to members. They just go from member to member to member. They go from committee to committee to committee. Or they get burrowed into a department, a cabinet department, and they're there for their entire life. I know many people who came out of college, went to work for FEMA, for example, and worked there for their entire lives and retired at the age of 60 or 62 or whatever. Through that kind of effort and that kind of coordination, government officials, these well-funded NGOs, are all actually attacking democracy in the name of saving democracy. We've seen the close ties. Investigations by freelance reporters have revealed that these nonprofits and their government associates, we know, targeted conservatives, sought to interfere in the 2020 election, called for the censorship of true content about COVID-19, and more. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. You may think I have my tinfoil hat on right now. I don't. More coming up next.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX3 subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Messages do have an effect. I was reminded that when I was talking about TSA earlier, that I was going to tell you a trick about avoiding the body scanners. Well, there's two things you can do. First, you can go to a smaller feeder airport where they don't have body scanners. So, for example, in Colorado, you might go to Montrose, Colorado, or Cheyenne, Wyoming, and book a flight from there into Denver. You get off the plane in Denver, you're already in the secure area. No chance of going through a body scanner. But the trick I use, since I don't go to Montrose or Cheyenne, if I get a secondary, I get flagged for a secondary inspection, and they want me to go through the body scanner, I just move my elbow a little bit and say, I'm disabled and I can't lift my arm above my head. Oh, we're so sorry, sir. Here, come around this way. Works every time because they can't challenge you. Just dare challenge me whether or not I can lift my elbow or my arm above my head. Damien just whispered in my ear, oh, that's so conniving. No, Damien, you don't know. Damien, have you ever seen me lift my arm above my head? Have you? No, he has. There's always a, and the other funny thing is there are so many vulnerabilities in airports that it's all kabuki security. I don't want to go into the details, but there are just, look, let me tell you, as someone who spent almost 6 years in that whole sphere of Homeland Security, I could talk to you about vulnerabilities all day long. It's only about making you feel safe. It's not about anything real. Back to this whole thing about all of the ties between all the Soros-funded NGOs, all the other NGOs, all the deep state, the intel communities. Freelance reporters have shown that these nonprofits and their government associates targeted conservatives. They sought to interfere in the 2020 election. They called for censorship, as I said, about content about COVID-19. They discovered that both United States and British military contractors made a plan for cognitive security and planned offensive influence operations in direct response to Trump's election in 2016. Both DOD and DHS employees actively participated in those projects. And now we know, based upon the efforts of the House Oversight Committee, that some of these censorship operatives appear to have had close ties to the Russiagate hoax. Remember that? It seems like centuries ago. What's more, there's actual evidence that the State Department and other agencies actually collaborated with NGOs to deploy regime change tactics against Trump in 2020. Key figures, key organizations in the campaign to delegitimize Trump's presidency, we're all connected to the Color Revolution playbook. The Color Revolution playbook. That playbook is used by higher intel agencies in foreign countries. The FBI's treatment of Trump supporters as an enemy population, that's all part of the pattern of counter-populist and anti-democratic activity. Go back to 2016. I'm telling you, and reporters have reported, the security and the intel agencies have improperly meddled in domestic elections and domestic speech. They have turned tools that I've taught about in law school that are designed to combat foreign threats against the United States. They have turned those tools against you and me. The Foreign Intelligence Services Act, the FISA courts, the Patriot Act, all of the stuff that the NSA does of collecting all of the data and the metadata about phone calls and emails and everything else. And we just kind of go along as if nothing had happened. There have been so many connections to what's called the censorship industrial complex. The Global Disinformation Index, that index blacklists conservative voices. They've received funding from the U.S. State Department through a non-government organization. Ann Applebaum, she supported censorship. She's hyped the Russian disinformation narrative. The conversion of deep state security agencies and their non-government organization allies into weapons of domestic censorship and control. It's not just here. It's everywhere. It's why when I talk about the entire world, worldwide, there is this envelope of darkness, of tyranny just descending on all of us. And it's all happening in the background. And Americans are so distracted by a shiny object here, a shiny object there, or whatever the latest controversy is on Twitter, or what's something you read on Facebook, and you get all wound up about it. In the meantime, in the background, the intel agencies, the security services, they all become more powerful, they all become more intrusive, and they, along with all the Soros-funded NGOs, start trying to protect democracy by destroying democracy by just arbitrarily taking Trump off a ballot, to which I do believe the United States Supreme Court, in a decision that I hope is 9-0, says, nope, you can't do that. It violates the Fourth Amendment. It violates the Fifth Amendment. It's a violation of due process. I'll be right back.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away, wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now, as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.